For some teachers, summer is a much-needed break. For others, it's the start of a new adventure, parenthood. Teachers who want to build a family often aim for a late spring or summer birth because many school districts don't offer parental leave for educators. That's about to change for teachers in Oklahoma. State Impact Oklahoma's Beth Wallace has this report.
This is Luke. He's 7 months old.
You talking?
His mom, Carly Myers, is a first-time parent. She had him while working as a high school English teacher outside Tulsa. Myers' district didn't offer parental leave, so she used sick leave to get more than 2 months at home with Luke. Sick leave she spent years collecting with a baby in mind.
We accrue 10 sick days a year, so I essentially never took a sick day in 7 years of teaching to be able to account for all this.
Less than one-fifth of the nation's largest school districts offer paid parental leave for teachers, according to a survey by the National Council on Teacher Quality. Only a handful of states guarantee parental leave, including Delaware, Oregon, and Georgia. Now, Oklahoma, where Carly Myers lives, has a new law that pays for 6 weeks of maternity leave after a teacher has given birth.
It could be life-changing for so many people.
In much of the country, if you're a teacher who wants to have a baby, you only have a few options. Take limited unpaid leave, save up your sick leave, hope your colleagues will share their sick leave, pay for your own substitute teacher, or try your best to time the birth for summer break. But timing a pregnancy isn't an exact science. Jennifer Williams taught English in northeastern Oklahoma for several years. During that time, she and her husband decided to try for another baby.
When we were going to plan, we had a very narrow window because we said, I need to have this baby as close to summer as we can.
That meant getting pregnant in September or not at all.
The timing just did not work out. So we just went ahead after 2 years and we just go, this is not going to happen. So let's just stop and focus back on your career.
The state of Delaware passed 12 weeks of paid parental leave for teachers back in 2018. Kristen Dwyer lobbied on behalf of educators to make that happen.
They didn't have to think about, you know, how am I going to afford this? Or, I have to really rush this time with my baby.
She says she knows there are logistical challenges to providing family leave. For one, offering leave to non-birthing parents around the country could mean more teachers out of the classroom.
If we offered it to dads, if we offered it to parents of adopted children, how many more teachers would be out on leave?
But Dwyer says these aren't problems without solutions. In Delaware, the state shares the cost with districts. She says schools also need to get creative about finding long-term substitutes.
Rather than per diem, you know, make it a category of employment and hire them like you would hire any other type of employee, right? You keep them on staff and deploy them when needed.
Research has found that paid parental leave can benefit the health of both parents and children. Abigail Swisher at the National Council on Teacher Quality says those benefits even extend into the classroom.
We know in classrooms where teachers show depressive symptoms, their students are impacted both in terms of their social, emotional well-being and their learning, actually. And I think that's a powerful reason that we should be concerned about teachers who don't have access to paid leave.
It's also an issue of equity, says Dr. Tamika Agusti. She practices medicine in Washington, D.C. and chairs the Foundation for the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology. With Black maternal mortality rates more than twice as high as white mortality rates, paid leave can make a real difference to teachers of color.
We see a large number of maternal mortality in the postpartum period. And if these women don't have the same equitable leave, we are contributing to the worsening of Black maternal mortality, brown maternal mortality in this country.
She says it's time for lawmakers to figure out how to make teacher parental leave work. In Oklahoma, Jennifer Williams, who decided not to have another child because of the lack of leave, says more family-friendly policies would go a long way in making educators feel like they matter.
Yeah, you should pay me. And you should give me maternity leave, and you should give me all these things because it's just the right thing to do. I am a professional.
Williams is hoping for a future where teachers can be valued both as professionals and as parents. For NPR News, I'm Beth Wallace in Tulsa.